You're listening to IsraelScene.com.
And you're listening to IsraelScene.com.
Listening to IsraelScene.com.
Seen through the eyes of Steve, that's myself.
And you're on.
Two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel.
IsraelScene.com.
You're listening to IsraelScene.com. And I'm Steve.
And I am Yoram.
And we're two quirky, loving guys who just can't do without this country of ours.
True. One day, here in this country of ours, Steve and I left our comfortable offices and studio in downtown Tel Aviv and traveled north for Telecom Israel 2006 Communication and Information Technology Exhibit.
As we enter a beautiful display of flags, the Israeli flag, the Brazilian flag, the American flag, I think that's China, there's Japan, several African countries. I begin to realize how ignorant I am about the flag story in the world this year.
You don't even know the flags. How embarrassing.
Let's go find out about the new high tech. Here's a fiber optic exhibit. Rotal.com Communications. Let's see if we can... Everybody's actually very busy talking to people who are in suits, and seeing as we're not in business suits, I think we're not going to get a lot of attention. But this one is a lot of wires and boxes with buttons. Experience the future today, Rotal Communication Systems. Okay, let's go see something else.
So we are right now at Israel High Tech TV, and they're actually doing some recording and interviews here using partnership with Israel 21C and Rad Vision, America Israel Chamber of Commerce, and so they're broadcasting live throughout the convention center in a special makeshift studio that's coming in as high definition. So we're in here right now taking a view. Look at that. They've got really fantastic equipment here, don't they?
Hana Mano.
Hana, can you tell us what your company specializes in?
Assembling of battery packs, rechargeable one, for a special application for unique purpose.
Can you give us an example of some unique purposes?
For unmanned airplanes. This is the one, for example. For military, for industrial, for medical purposes, but very unique one, including all the solution for energy power. Let's say battery pack, chargers, inverters, power supply, etc.
And where do you have your plant here in Israel?
In Ashdod, and we have a branch in Ramat Gan, in Jabotinsky Avenue. 99.
Thank you very much. What is this exhibit? It looks like antennas. Are these all antennas?
Yeah, right. All are communication antennas.
This is called Tal Chetz. Tal Chetz. Chetz means arrow. Tal means do. Tal could be short for telephone in this country. It's hard to tell. Let's see if we can find out what they do. Shalom. Can you tell us a little about what your company manufactures?
Sorry, repeat that, please.
Can you tell us a little about what your company manufactures?
Well, we don't manufacture, we market. Our whole strategy is to show the people that you can watch TV with no monthly fee. By the use of a satellite dish and a regular satellite receiver that's hooked up to the internet, you can get an unlimited amount of stations, all in English, or if you're a foreign language speaker, any other language, and you have absolutely no monthly charges. The time of paying monthly charges, like a second mortgage, is now over.
So in other words, it's a one-time payment for the equipment, and then you can watch as much as you want.
You're home free. You only pay once for the installation.
And you can only watch this on the computer, or can you hook it up to your television set?
Only on the TV. It has absolutely nothing to do with the computer, other than the fact that the satellite receiver needs to be hooked up to the modem in order to get codes through the internet. You don't get the picture and sound through the internet, just an authorization code.
Also, for besides hotels or commercial applications, for individual families, also it's affordable for them to be able to get with this program?
Absolutely. The average cost is approximately a year or a year and a quarter, depending on exactly what you take, of the ongoing charges for Yes or Hot.
And do you also distribute outside of Israel?
Yes, we do. I personally have some business going on in Cyprus and in Turkey, but our main focus is the English speakers here in Israel that have no longer any need to pay high monthly charges.
Power electronics company. It's called Gamatronic. There are a lot of tronics around. There's also somebody giving massage, which I don't think is limited to... I'm not sure what that has to do with telecom, except for she's sending a message.
It's opening up the chakras and allowing...
So people can buy. Shalom. Do you speak English? Wonderful. What is your name?
Ari.
Ari, would you tell us about this company?
About Gamatronic? Well, our company is excelling in power solutions. So if you need a solution for your radio, to powering it where the lighting go down, you can use our equipment. Maybe you use it already. I don't know.
Is this particularly for situations in which the main lighting system fails?
Yes, this is our main solutions. To provide backup when the system is going down, say a full solution.
Thank you. Toda rava. Yeah, go. Now we're standing at the Israel Export and International Cooperation Institute. They claim to be creating global business opportunities. They're at export.gov.il. Smart solutions, great opportunities, made in Israel. They connect smart technologies with great companies, and as soon as someone is available, we will interview them and find out some more things. Shalom. You speak English?
Yes, a little bit.
Can you tell us what this organization is?
I don't belong to this organization, but I can tell you in brief. This is the best promotional institute in Israel for the export of Israel worldwide. And it is annexed to the Ministry of Commerce in Israel.
And are you part of this institute?
Do you agree?
Well, definitely.
Tell us what kind of things that you do.
Well, we are here to create business opportunities for Israeli companies in terms of technology company and consumer products. We take Israeli companies to the road shows in the abroad, around the world. We open the doors for Israeli companies trying to develop joint venture, sales, partnership, just name it. Matching between demand in Israel in terms of business and abroad companies.
And you're part of you're a government company?
We are a non-profit organization. We are partially budgeted by the Israeli Ministry of Commerce and partially by the members of the Israel Export Institute.
What are some of the companies you've brought out of Israel and into the rest of the world?
What are some of them? Oh, wow. Well, in terms of software, I can tell you about this roadshow that I'm taking right now abroad. So, Vadago will be there, Algosec. Memory have to work. Magic, Aladdin, Checkpoint, sometimes they participate in our events. Then you have IDEA, CDI is part of our organization. There are many, many, many software and, of course, telecom companies. I know that there was a big roadshow to the Vietnam and Thailand in terms of telecom. And I think all the big and small companies were there. Alvarion, I think, was there, ECI, Motorola, and others.
Is this the kind of company where if I was a small local company, I could come to you and get worldwide distribution or worldwide service?
I wouldn't say distribution. I would say worldwide service, yes.
Thank you very much. And you, Mr. you're from CDI. You're enthusiastic here about the... This Israel Export and International Cooperation Institute. Can you tell us a little about CDI? I see the name often in the newspaper, connected with high tech. What does CDI do?
Yes, we are a company that deals with online publishing. We are perceiving the market of one of the leaders in this respect. We have a full platform for allowing publishers or content owners to sell their content in the web or in mobile device in a protected environment. That's the main issue of our technology. We are a member of the Institute of the Export Institute, which you say it is a governmental institute, but they don't behave like. They are very business-oriented, they are very customer-oriented, their approach is very clear and right. which usually is not the situation. You know, more of these companies, you remain indifferent to them. In this case, absolutely no.
Is your CDI's software is a platform for the publishing, making it accessible, publishing online? Is there more to the platform, and in regard to developing a whole opportunity for, say, newspapers to be able to do their goods and services online?
Exactly, that's what we have. While one of the main aspects of our technology is the protection. You know that publisher, content owner in general are very concerned about what happens once you bring your content to the web. Will be it protect copyright, DRM, digital rights management, and so on. And what we have is a system that the core relies on the protection, but we have the full package, which includes the content management and the e-commerce.
And is this all developed here in Israel?
Yes.
And where in Israel do you have your facilities?
In Jerusalem, in the holy city, in Ne'er HaTzvim, which is one of the main. This is the local Silicon Valley of Jerusalem. We have a strong presence in Israel, obviously, but we have also presence in Europe. We have some companies, very prestigious companies, using our technology in Europe.
I seem to remember seeing this name now for quite a while. How long has this company been in operation?
We are in the market for 14, 15 years, for a long time, with a great success. In Israel, by the way, we have another activities. We are the main provider of legal content. We are like the local LexisNexis, I will say. We have a brand name, Takdin, or Takdin Online, which is considered the main legal database in Israel, which is used by all the ministries in Israel, the court system, and lawyers, judges, and so on.
Thank you very much. That was all about CDI systems in Israel. Toda rabah. This is the United States Commercial Service. Can you tell us what the United States Commercial Service is? Are you part of the State Department?
We're part of the Department of Commerce, and the U.S. Commercial Service in Israel helps U.S. exporters enter the Israeli market. And what we're doing here, we're presenting American companies that are looking for exposure in the Israeli market, or looking for agents, representatives, distributors, partners.
And I assume you have, like everybody else, a website for people who are interested in learning more.
We do. And it's www.buyusa.gov/Israel.
Thank you very much. We're going to try and speak with somebody in this booth. It's called AVA, Armored Vehicle Adapter for Cell Phones. And the phrase that they have is, into battle with your own cell phone. I'd like to comment, but I think I won't. I'll just hope that we can interview one of the people here who may be able to explain to us, in English at least, a little more. Right now he's talking to people in Hebrew. They're talking about a military application of cell phones. I actually saw a year or so ago a piece on television of an armored unit inside of Gaza, just like what they're doing now, only it was 2 or 3 years ago. And the soldiers were communicating from one armored vehicle to another via cell phone, which I thought was rather...
But didn't we have a problem with that in Lebanon?
Yes, I think it's a problem. I think it's a problem. That's why I'm sort of surprised that it's sort of out front, bringing mobility and extensive data functions to armored vehicles, controlling cell phone via control box, using advanced DSP technology. There's a lot of lettering here that indicates to people who know what it's about, what it's about. I think this man here is a little deep. Let's try and see something else. This is the exhibit for RTD Systems. Shalom. Okay, this is Telrec Order. Is that the name of this company?
No, the company is named Monopro. We provide telerecorder. It's an obstacle that record all your phone calls to the computer. And you can recognize all the computer, all the phone calls that you make in the computer by users, by hours, by names, by everything.
And where is this technology developed? Where is this?
In Israel, everything. All the software and the hardware developed in Israel. Everything is blue and white.
And where in Israel are your main is your main work?
Main work in Israel, it's a lawyers and insurance company.
Where is your company headquartered?
In Kfar Saba.
And your distribution is in Israel mostly?
Mostly in Israel. We have some companies that provide us in Europe, in Spain. I have in France, in LA, in Los Angeles, in New York, both sides, and Italy.
So is this hardware and software?
Hardware and software. Hardware. You have two kinds of hardware. You have this one and this one. The difference here about the two of them, this one, the black small one, if you want to hide it for someone who not to know, but this is recording only phone calls. Only phone calls that get inside and outside. This one, the silver one, can record from the room also. You can connect the output microphone and record all the things that go into the room.
So therefore, all of the employees who are working for the company, anything coming in from the outside is recorded, and anything coming from within the company out is...
Yes, is all the phone calls that you make from the same phone that the employee is working. Everything record to the computer or to the net, whatever you like. And you can control on everything by user, by hour, by name, by customer. You can set it by email. By pushing a button, you put in a browser of the email.
And the phone, not only is where the phone call originated and where it's going, but the actual content is actually being recorded and stored. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Originating here, selling hardware and software within the country and exporting it outside.
The one of our president of the company, we're a very small company. We're only three people. And our president is a Jewish. He came from the United States. He was about 20 years. He came to Israel, and he put, most of the money, a lot of his money that he made over here in our company.
So since a lot of the listeners are from all over the world, Europe, America, and so forth, what would you say about your company, and how would you be able to promote to them to let them know that it's available over there and why they should be interested in it? And if you have a phone number or a website, maybe you could mention it.
Also, we have a website, www.telrecorder.coil. Why they should have this one? If someone have, let's say, a call center, he want to provide how to help his workers to sell better, to get a better service to his customers. This is the way. He record all the phones, he record all the false and the things that not going very true or very wrong. And then he can make a
presentation
to his worker and say, you go this way, not go this way. Also, why lawyers and insurance company buy this?
Security.
Let's say someone give you a credit card by phone. Afterwards, you say, well, not me. I didn't. You have this record. It's going the law. Okay, in the court of law, it's going. It's good for the court of law. If you say for insurance, I want my police to be like this, not like this. After what you say you otherwise, so it's not working.
What kind of investment is needed for a small company to want, you know, that doesn't have a lot of phones or whatever, but would have a value for this?
Up to 50 users, we are the best. By software and by hardware.
And the expense, is it competitive in terms of what's out there in the market?
Yes, of course.
This one here is called Sky Vision Global Connectivity. How are you all?
Great. How are you today?
And what is your name, sir?
Sorry?
What is your name?
Alex.
Alex, what can you tell us about this company?
Well, we provide IP connectivity using satellites and working mainly in emerging markets such as Africa, Middle East, interesting countries in the Middle East, and Eastern Europe, Central Asia, and such.
Is this a technology developed here in Israel?
No, actually it's a service-based company. We aggregate IP connectivity from all over the world, and we lease transponders over the satellites, and then we bring it over to countries in which there is a very limited infrastructure, or from either geographical terrain reasons or for political reasons or for whatever reasons, they cannot use it, and they get instant access to the internet.
Is the technology developed here?
Some of the technology and the services are provided from here, but we're an international company. We have offices in the UK and in the United States. We operate teleports, which are ground stations from the United States and Europe.
When you come home, where do you come home to?
I'm based here. I live in Ramat HaSharon, and our offices are in Petah Tikva. Although you might want not to mention to some of our customers that we are here. Yeah,
we understand.
So on the way out of the convention center, lo and behold, we saw a group of people who were sitting on a bench who didn't look Israeli or
European
or American, and I wondered where they were from.
We are from Vietnam.
Are you part of a group from Vietnam?
Yeah, all of us are from Vietnam.
And are you students? Are you workers? Are you learning?
Actually, we are now working for different telecom companies in Vietnam.
And are you staying here for a long time in Israel?
We stay here for 1 week.
Are there interesting things that you're seeing here?
Yeah, very impressive.
And are things that you'll bring back to Vietnam with you?
Of course, we have a lot of catalogs with us, yeah, and we're very interested in the startup technology.
Is there a lot of modern technology in Vietnam of this sort of high-tech technology?
We're now in a state of looking for new technology to Vietnam because for telecom and ICT development, Vietnam is very, very advanced in terms of what I mean is we try to look for new technology.
Where in Vietnam are you from? Are you all from the same place or are you from different places?
Actually, we're all from Hanoi and one from Ho Chi Minh City.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your stay.
Mm-hmm.